hit was an Isley Brothers song.
Wow.
You know, and originally done by the Isley
Professor
Brothers.
I got to share this with you.
Yeah.
I'm smiling because I'm so much enjoying this.
Yes.
And a couple of things we haven't done in a while, and that was to focus on a particular group or like we've covered so many. Okay, I'm going to take the easy ones right now. We've covered the Isleys.
Yes.
The Jacksons.
Yes.
The Jackson 5. Oh, my God. Ooh. DeBarge.
Yes.
Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Chaka Khan. The Queen of Soul. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to steal all them before
You're doing good. Continue.
Oh, my God. The OJs. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Because remember, I was under the impression that the longest running successful group was Earth, Wind, and Fire. And you corrected me on that.
It's the Isleys. If you want to talk about post-war popular music, American popular music.
Man, I'm excited thinking about this, you know, right?
You're talking about, well, and again, I did say family group too. But the Isleys, what, 1954, Earth, Wind, and Fire was 1969. So,
okay.
I think you got it right. I think you really got it right. And then the Isleys come out at the dawning of rock and roll, which is really what does that mean? That means the mainstream acceptance of rhythm and blues music. That's really just what that means.
And look at the evolution that they went through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
yes.
How it's, yeah. And then how they were, what I thought was so brilliant about the Isleys, that they were able to adapt to the times.
Adapt to the times, let it also not be forgotten that, a very, very young, who was chewing his teeth a little bit behind the ears, a young man from Seattle, Washington, a young man named James Marshall Hendrix.
That's how Ronald, is that where he got his job from?
Maybe. Now, I got to research that see if maybe he showed him a few things. Ernie. That is Ernie. I think you're right because Ernie to this day will talk endlessly about Jimi Hendrix. So there you go. No question, you know?
Oh.
And then you talk about adapting to the times. Ronald Isley is kind of a hip hop godfather to the young rappers today. You know, and remember there was that brief period still going on now where they want him to be a hook singer for a lot of the stuff that they're laying down right now, you know? Then the Mr. Biggs thing. Now, the Mr. Biggs thing was extremely popular. It hit the jackpot. I loved seeing it. Everybody loved seeing it. There was some criticism in some areas of Black America. They thought he was too old to be gangster and putting on that outfit and he need to sit down and, you know.
Interesting. Anyway, I've got one more about this group, then we can go back to the top of your list. Okay, but I've got to do this one.
Do it, man.
Even though it's not a ghoul or gruel or whatever it is.
Oh, God.
We didn't do this one right here. Nope.
The beat is slamming.
Hey, folks. No matter what, who, what, when, why, or how, just live it up.
There
we go. We gotta do this. I had to do it, Professor.
We'll be right back.
to make you have a real, 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 real good time. Gonna make you live it up. Cause everybody's gotta move. Everybody's gotta groove. Yeah. Everybody's making love show up. Everybody's gotta live it up. Well, what did I do that was wrong? Yeah. Just wanna have me be.
Monday Night Madness, Studio W, all the finest in our opinion, the finest broadcasting anywhere around the globe. Professor, I had to play that jam right there. I was on the patio just, I had to get up from the behind
you
the
were,
microphone.
He was dancing.
Yeah, I was. Mm-hmm. Okay. and I offer no apologies. No apologies. And ladies and gentlemen, you had to move your friend. Well, if you didn't, we didn't give that disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you guys who listen to us all the time, you know, we tell you to move your furniture, kick back, grab a glass, whatever it takes. But if there's an accident, we are not responsible for any broken hips, any broken bones, anything like that, undue pregnancies, or, you know, okay. Well, anyway, Professor, hey. This is my
name. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving right along. Oh, the Isley Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Hey, when did we cover them? It was
years ago.
Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the groups that we covered, I was speaking before then, but I didn't fill in all of it. Isaac Hayes and who else can you remember?
Oh, gosh, so many.
300 shows. At least.
So many.
Okay. Prince.
We did Prince. We did Michael Jackson. We did Janet Jackson. Yeah. We did Sylvia Moy, the songwriter. Okay. We did Peace songs. We did the hit wonders of the 1950s, 60s, and 70s and 80s. We did Anita Baker. We have done Phyllis. Well, we did Phyllis Hyman as part of a show, part of other
Minnie Riperton.
Yes, we did Minnie Riperton, of course.
Anita Baker. We did
Anita Baker. I'm wondering if we did her twice. Some shows we've done twice, you know. Man, just so many and so many more to come. God.
Oh my goodness.
We did Michael Franks along with, George Benson and Al Jarreau.
Temptations, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Marvin Gaye.
Jimi Hendrix.
We haven't done Curtis Mayfield.
But that is coming very, very soon.
Oh,
and that
goodness.
Is connected to something else. But we'll talk about that another time.
Boy.
Another time. We'll talk about that another time.
I just
time.
Gave myself an idea. But mm-hmm. that's okay. We're going to go back to the list here. You got the specials here. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. We're going to do that. Is that okay?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
All right. Right now. Glory to me.
Trip.
the specials. Ghost Town. Hey, Professor, you know, we were talking about Curtis Mayfield before that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pulled up a couple of songs that I think might fit in. All right. And this one is titled Don't Worry. Okay. There's a Hell Below. Don't worry. You're hanging out with Jeffrey B. And the Professor Elroy Boyd the Third, aka Professor Pop Culture. Professor.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We've got more. The professor has put together an extended playlist for us. And you know, me, WB, I have to slip in.
Oh, do what you do.
Man. Oh, we are. Well, you asked for it.
I like this song, man.
All right. We the people who are darker than blue.
We people.
Man.
Who are darker than blue. Are we gonna stand around this town and let what others say come true? We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boyish grown up shiftless jigger. Now we can't hardly stand for that. Or is that really where it's at? We people
talking about brown and yellow too. Hi, yellow girl, can you tell? You're just the surface of a dark, deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color is same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story.
Wow, wow, wow. Curtis Mayfield.
Uh-huh.
We the people who are darker than blue.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
I want
yes,
to stop
yes.
just for a second, mm-hmm. Professor. And the reason why I played that, Curtis Mayfield was not only a brilliant, brilliant performer, musician, he was a brilliant storyteller.
He was.
It was, I remember back in the 60s that Curtis Mayfield, this cat, Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions first. Okay. Oh my goodness. Whew. One of my favorite all-time groups. I mean, just some of the baddest hits, in my opinion, that were ever recorded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this cat, he was an activist as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just brilliant. Just mm-hmm. brilliant.
So and his music was used as a tool of activism. Yeah.
It was great. It mm-hmm. was absolutely great. And I mentioned him being a storyteller because he was telling you things that were happening. And you know how history repeats itself. It repeats itself. And some of the things that he was singing about then, they have come back mm-hmm. in full circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, amazing, amazing yeah. stuff. And it's always said that if you do not learn your history,
you're bound to repeat it. Bound.
Bound. You heard it here. Mm-hmm. Monday Night Madness. So we're going back to your list here, Professor.
Okay.
But I had to throw those in there, man. Mm-hmm. Had to do it, brother.
All right.
And I hope it fit the theme. I believe that it did.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Eurythmics.
Yeah.
And it Linux.
Yes.
Dreams are made
boy. And Dave Stewart. That is so true.
Dreams are made of this. Who am I?
Everybody's looking for something. Professor.
Truth.
I'm going to stop the presses right now on this song, okay? Oh, travel the world in seven seas. Everybody's looking for something.
Something.
Now, there's an important lyric right there that we really need to pay attention to.
And what's that?
Everybody's looking for something. Some want to abuse you.
Yep.
Some want to be abused. I find that deep. Some want to be abused.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's hard to fathom that somebody wants to be abused.
But it's true. It's a subconscious.
Go ahead. Go, please.
Now, I was just saying it's a subconscious thing. Some people are, you know, conscious of it. But, you know, your actions speak so much. And there's something called codependency. And if you're not aware of that, of that and not aware of your dealings in that, and you can't break yourself out of it or don't know how to break yourself out of it, then you're repeating a cycle.
Or you could be part of a syndrome, like maybe a Stockholm type of, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And that's part of,
So because I could never imagine wanting to be abused.
Yeah.
Ah.
And that's just not physically. It can also be emotionally, mentally, financially.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. I had to stop it on that one. Yeah. I had to do that.
Glad you did. Thank
you. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Monday Night Madness. Musicology at its finest.
Very
Duran,
important.
Duran.
Why I picked this one. We'll talk about it after.
Hungry like the wolf. Lionel Richie from the Dancing on the Ceiling album. Night Train. Smooth Alligator.
never heard before. And I can't find the love in her eyes anymore. There's some changes going on. I'm beginning to understand. When I'm holding her, I swear I feel the presence of another. She's lying here in my bed. There's a stranger in my house. Somebody here that I can't see. A stranger in my house. Somebody here trying to take her away from me.
Ronnie Millsap, Stranger in My House. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
you are listening and witnessing Studio W, The Buzz, Monday Night Madness. Look, I'm telling you, this is the baddest thing on the planet. Professor.
And, you know, that's that's a country song, but
I don't care. I like it.
I know. And here I thought it'd be appropriate. Somebody is in your house. Someone here that you cannot see. Cause Ronnie Millsap is blind. Okay. So he's playing on that real life aspect of him in this song. Now that song, you were really, in awe over that guitar solo, as well you should be, because it was awesome. That song was on its way to number one.
And
it was going to get to number one. Now this shows you what goes into a number one record. A radio station in Phoenix, Arizona. The program director refused to play the song on the air and on rotation. Because he felt the guitar solo sounded like something out of Led Zeppelin.
So?
Yeah.
He
just didn't like the guitar solo. And that
alone. He should have been fired.
And that alone kept the song
away
from number one. So it just goes to show you what goes. Not only is it sales, or bar or club
play, but also,
I got you, bro.
But also radio.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've spoken about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of music should have crossed over,
mm-hmm.
but it was blocked. It was blocked.
Some of it was, yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it, R&B.
Oh, God, you're not joking. Yes.
Man.
You know.
So I thoroughly enjoyed that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. And you talked about R&B, and we did Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf earlier.
Yep, please.
Now, you know, Wolves, you know, and such, very appropriate for tonight. But also, no, I played it because I don't know if anyone is aware, this fall, there is, a vibe in the air in some social circles. We are celebrating this fall the 40th anniversary of Duran Duran. It's actually technically last year, and if you want to be extremely more technical, 2 years ago, but in America.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I was a Duran Duran fan, so I have no issues about that. Mm-hmm. But that Ronnie Millsap, ladies and gentlemen.
That takes the cake for you, doesn't it?
Man, I love that song. I'm going to have to put that in the rotation somewhere.
That's all right.
In one of the... And you know, I will probably play that on the WB Blockbuster 1000.
Oh yeah, that
the platinum party mix.
The platinum party.
You already know how I do it, man. Look, no holes barred, no holes barred. I've got something else for you right now.
Ah.
Somebody's watching me.
This is the second Halloween ever.
Somebody's watching. Monday Night Madness. Studio W. The Ball.
Watching me. Tell me, is it just a dream? When I come Listen to me, I don't understand why you're calling me, you know? I don't know who you are. You know, you call me every day, you breathe on the phone. If you just let me know if you were a girl this month, maybe I'd talk to you, but you know, you don't say anything much.
Rockwell, obscene phone caller.
Nasty twit.
Ah, hey, you call me and breathing on the phone. You better let me know whether you're a man or a woman, and it better be a woman. Oh, my professor. That was a fun song.
Yeah.
I mean, this is supposed to be scary. It's not scary.
No.
I've been having a blast here, man. And before that, this one, somebody's watching me. I remember that. This obscene phone caller, I've never heard this before. These sound like to me. And have they ever been? No, this is a question because I don't know. Any part or like a soundtrack to any movie?
No, no. But the thing with Rockwell was that was his aesthetic. That was what he was creating. He, in 1984, he declared himself the king of paranoia rock.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Folks,
so
that's what this show is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I learn, you learn. And professors, he is a professor. That's why you call him.
Yeah.
The professor, I'm over here laughing. I'm shaking my head. I have really enjoyed this show.
Oh, good.
I hope our audience, well, I've got text messages to say that our avid listeners, like 7-Up, you know she's always there.
Always.
Always there. Oh, my. Kim Rogers.
Make 7-Up yours.
Out of Longview, Texas. The Jazz, we know, both of us know.
Of course.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't do this, Professor.
Oh, well, what's
last night.
Yes.
Sunday Night Gold.
Oh, yeah, Sunday Night Gold.
It was off of the Chizang.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
That's a serious show, folks. If you are a music lover, you want to get up, you want to dance, you want to party, and just have a whole bunch of fun. And it's quite different from Monday Night Madness. Monday Night Madness is musicology with a heavy dose of what? Shucks. Serotonin, right?
Serotonin.
You talking about the sonic archaeologist of all times. That's right. I said of all times because there's only one WB and there's only one professor, okay? That's right. We bring you the gems. We dig it up and bring it to you on what, Professor? A silver platter.
Silver platter.
I'm trying to tell you. Okay, we got a few more songs coming in here right now. This is Houdini. You guys already know what's coming right now.
You know it. Right. Not one of them.
Oh, they are out. They are out tonight, Professor.
True that.
Monday night. Madness. Oh. They out here, y'all. I tried to told you.
This goes don't open after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
the freaks come out at night. Now when freaks get dressed to go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts. Real tight pants and fresh mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their head, and you can just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like them by the most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut. Nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night. Cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Hut, hut.